Thanks again for listening to us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Good evening. So it's kind of one of those dark December days, right? A little chilly and damp. Already the sun has been down for a while, and it's that time of year. Some people find these weeks profoundly difficult weeks. There's a condition, it's called seasonal affective disorder. And the acronym is SAD, and there's a sadness that comes into people's lives in these dark and cold days. And it doesn't help any sometimes when people are lonely during the holiday season. So today, as we gather together to celebrate Holy Mass, we also gather to remember the light of the world, right? That Jesus Christ is the light coming into the world. Now, last week, I mentioned to you all about during the season of Advent, we are a people who look both ways. In other words, like a kid being taught to cross the street, what do they teach him? Look that way, and then this, look this way. So we look towards the future, that Jesus Christ is coming again in glory. And then we look to the past, and we see that he came, and the light has come into the darkness, and we rejoice in the coming of the light. But at the same time, we hear the message again to repent and to prepare, because Christ is coming. The Advent season, one of the pillars, one of the main characters of Advent, if you will, an Advent person, is John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, we hear of him today in the gospel, along with that long list of names. Did you get the names and the places at the beginning of the gospel, most of which don't mean a lot to you? You know, it's like, who is that and who are those people? But one of them should really get your attention, and that would be Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea. And Pontius Pilate is also in our creed. And why did Luke put all these names and all of these places in his gospel? One of the reasons that Luke did that is to root the gospel in this historic reality. These people, these governors, these rulers, this what was happening in the world when the light of the world came. And then sadly, most of those people turned their back on Christ. In fact, most of those people that were named were instrumental in the killing of Christ. But then we have on the other side, we have John the Baptist, the witness to Christ's coming. And what was John's message? If we could sum up the message of John the Baptist in one sentence, it would be, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Christ is coming in the world. Get ready to encounter Christ. You know, and when John calls people to repent, he's asking them to look inside of themselves. And there, and I know we have some young people here, so maybe to exclude the youngest people here, there are very few people who cannot look into their lives, look back into certain moments of their lives in the past, and blush with maybe embarrassment or shame, some difficulty, some stupid decision, or maybe something bad that happened to them, or maybe something bad that they did to somebody else. Some betrayal or something. You know, all of that, Jesus is the light of the world. And he comes to lighten those places and heal those places. What was the message of John the Baptist? What did he say? I'm going to read it for you if I can find it here. He said, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough way made smooth. You know, and those winding wet roads and those rough ways, I was thinking about what am I going to talk about this weekend, and I had to drive to the hospital, and I usually go up Main Street to get to the hospital. and on Main Street somewhere there's a big pothole, okay? If you haven't noticed it, now you will, okay? So I hit the big pothole on Main Street, and I thought, I think I'll talk about potholes tonight, okay? Because here's John the Baptist saying what? Make level the way, make straight the way. And it's not about us repairing potholes in the road as much as those moral potholes in our own life. Those areas that are rough, that need to be filled in, that need to be smoothed over, that need to be covered, that need to be healed, frankly. And so in this season of Advent, we remember that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has come, and he has come to heal us, and he's coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And so the promise of Christmas and the promise of the Advent season, as we begin to look back, we see John the Baptist at the Jordan River. And John the Baptist there at the Jordan River talking about the coming of Christ. I mentioned last week, and I'm sure most of you all know this, you've heard it many times, the course of your lives and education. What does the word Advent mean? Literally, it means coming. Or even more specifically, it means coming toward. And so John is there at the Jordan River, and he's preaching and he's teaching and he's baptizing people in repentance, and literally somebody is walking toward him. Who is it that's coming toward John? Jesus is. Jesus is coming towards God and John. And guess who's coming towards us? Jesus is. And the Advent is here. We're in the season of Advent. And so John is the voice in the desert saying, I'm here to prepare the way of the Lord. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth. Prepare the way of the Lord. You know, this idea of roads and roadways and potholes and things like that. You ever driven on a dirt road? Anybody here? You know, there was an old country, there was a comedian, and he said, you might be a redneck if... Remember that guy? Anyway, he said, you might be a redneck if directions to your house include turn off the paved road, okay? So, driving on those dirt roads, and if you drive on dirt roads a lot, guess what happens to them? They get a condition called washboard, and washboard is exactly what it sounds like. The road gets so rough, it's like riding on a washboard, a big washboard with big divots in it. And that's a rough ride. And you know, we're lucky here in Bay St. Louis. We got nice roads for the most part, but I have driven on some washboard roads in my time. I spent 5 years in New Orleans. Anybody that's been to New Orleans knows about bad potholes. And it's easy for us to complain to the mayor about the potholes in the road. What about the potholes in our lives? Those things that have to be filled in and smoothed over and repaired. You know, when a dignitary would come back in Jesus' day, the roads were bad. In fact, most roads were little more than paths that the sheep would walk on. That was the condition of roads. And when there was a war or a battle, you know what the people would do? Very deliberately, they would tear up the roads. They would put big holes in the roads. They would destroy the bridges, and they would put piles of dirt in the road to keep the enemy from advancing. They do that kind of stuff still today. And so this call that John is saying, prepare the way, make smooth the road. Somebody's coming. And who's coming? Jesus is coming. And so that we hear that, prepare the way. I'm not asking you to get the asphalt and go out into the parking lot. I'm asking you to look into your own soul and see what is it that we need to clear up. We're called to conversion. We are called to prepare the way. You know, John the Baptist, a person of Advent, right? And I'm going to remind you of the little story of John the Baptist. I know... Again, the part of the Christmas story, please bear with me as you already remember this, but some of you may not. The angel Gabriel came to John's father, Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest in the temple. This is all recorded for us in the Gospel of Luke. So Zechariah is doing his duty as a priest in the temple, burning the incense before the altar of God. And the angel appears to him and says, "You're going to have a child." And John says, "I'm too old, no way." And the angel struck him dumb. Can't talk anymore. If he says, "You're going to talk to me that way," you can't talk at all, okay? So John couldn't speak at all for 9 months. And then John the Baptist was born. Elizabeth, his wife, gives birth to this child. And the child is presented to Zechariah, and his tongue is loosed. And he says this beautiful poem, this long poem. We call it the Song of Zechariah, or the Canticle of Zechariah. And I won't read the whole thing for you, but I'll read you a little part of it. Speaking this poem, speaking these beautiful words to his child, to his son, and about his son, he says, "You, my child, will be the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins." And so John is calling us to prepare the way of the Lord. And he's talking, using all these speeches about tearing down the hills and filling in the valleys and making the rough way smooth. But you know he's not talking about manual labor. He's talking about our hearts. He's talking about preparing us interiorly, getting rid of those potholes in our lives. And so maybe let's talk about them by a little more of their proper name. How about pride and laziness and sloth, lust and violence and dishonesty, hypocrisy, selfishness, a superficial prayer life, hatred or drunkenness, addictions, these other sins? These are those things that the light of the world needs to expose and heal. These are the potholes that we have to help God or expose to God, that he may fill them in and heal our lives, to change our priorities. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and the light is coming into the darkness. But we have to let him heal us. We have to expose ourselves to his presence. And how do we do that? You're doing it right now. Right here, right now. The grace of God is here. You feel it? It's here. Let it come to you. Coming in obedience before Almighty God, praying, your heart and your mind present here in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the grace of God is descending upon you. Let it come into your soul. Every time you come to Mass, let the grace of God fill in those voids, that brokenness in you. And so God's grace showering upon you in this moment, healing, the light comes into the darkness. You recognize today by your presence here that you need a Savior. And the Savior has come, Jesus Christ. You call on him again. And another way that you can prepare for the coming of Christ. How about the sacraments? How about a good and humble reception of the sacraments, especially in this Advent season when we're called to prepare the way of the Lord? How about a good confession? A good, thorough, thoughtful, humble confession. You know what we're going to have this coming Thursday evening at 7 o'clock right here at Our Lady of the Gulf Church? We're going to have confessions. That's right. Now, over in Biloxi, they're going to have a door, but that's a long drive, okay? You're going to come to confessions here. No, I'll encourage you to go to the Adore, too. Shay and Juliet and Miles will be there playing at the Adore concert at the Cathedral, right? Yes. So we have lots of opportunities for confession. You go to Adore, you can come here to confession on Thursday night, preparing the way of the Lord. You know what the saints sometimes called the confessional, or going to a good confession? They called it a second baptism. John was there at the Jordan River calling people to baptism, calling people to repent. Well, once you've been baptized in the Catholic Church, you're done. No more baptisms. But what do we do? So every now and then I'll sprinkle you, right? But we don't rebaptize. What we do is we call you to what? To go to confession, to repent, and to fill in, and to be healed. Now, as I wrap up my comments tonight, every time you hit a pothole on the road, I want you to think about the potholes in your spiritual lives, okay? And how it is easy sometimes to complain about the conditions of the world around us like potholes, but what are we doing to heal that, our own path, our own way, making ready the journey or the valley, the hill of God into our own heart? So John the Baptist says, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every valley is to be filled in, every mountain is to be made low, the winding road to be made straight, and the rough way smooth. And so that is our call this Advent season, to prepare for the coming of the King and prepare in our hearts.